Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We talked about intercessors and intersuccessors this week, and I think it's going to be made available to you soon on VFN TV at VFNTV.com. And it's so important, you know, where we're going and what's happening, that we get a perspective of prayer. You know, what, because the prayer of a righteous man avails much, it accomplishes much. Right. And the prayer offered in the wrong context, which is somebody speaking words out over you and over the situation with a wrong spirit, prevails as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it accomplishes a lot of dark things.
Yeah.
And I talk about that. And the word the Lord dropped to my spirit, the revelatory word that he dropped to my spirit that just kind of birthed this whole dimensional perspective of a satanic strategy that comes against and wraps itself around men and women of God who are called by God, who are given authority from God to be able to accomplish things for God. And it attaches itself to these anointed men and women under the guise of prayer. And of course, if they're an intercessor, that's beautiful. And if they're intersuccessor, in other words, they're there for other motives and, you know, whatever the motives are, even if it's insecurity, it's still wrong motives.
It's still, mm-hmm. ain't God.
And one brief statement, and we'll move on from that. And this will be made available hopefully on VFN TV in the future, is that imagine if Abraham had intercessors. If Abraham had intercessors, and Abraham turns to his crew that's there, and he says, listen, I just heard from God. Hint, clue, Abraham heard from God himself.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't turn to someone to hear from God. He heard from God. This is important because if you are a leader, if you are called by God to lead and you hear from God, if he called you, you heard his voice. And he continues to speak. It could be seasons where you're struggling because whatever reason to hear his voice. But those are pretty much the times we end up shifting to wrong directions. Don't give up on hearing from God. Stay faithful and continue to lead, understanding mm-hmm. that he chose you for whatever reason. I'm sure you may question that at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That he chose you to lead whatever that is that you're leading or whoever that you're leading. But a right way of viewpoint, if you were an intercessor with Abraham, he just heard the word that the promise has come. Isaac has come, and you know God's going to bless him, his lineage through Isaac, but God tells him to go take the promise to the top of Mount Moriah, lay Isaac on the, you know, tie his hands, lay him on top of some wood, set the take a knife, and sacrifice him, you know, kill him with the knife, and then set the wood on fire and burn the promise,
mm-hmm.
burn Isaac. And so, true intercessors, if he had intercessors, notice that we don't read about them, but to say if he did, because we're all called to pray. There is no such thing as an office of an intercessor. It's all of us are in the office of it. If there is somebody, it would be Jesus, the head intercessor, sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah.
But we're all called to pray for each other all the time. And but if he did have intercessors, he said, listen, this is what God's told me. And intercessors, this is how a true intercessor would pray. Dear God, give Abraham strength to walk this out. Mm-hmm. Strengthen his heart, because this is a huge thing for him. And just cover him with your love, and just give him a peace that he's going to need, because this is a big cause. And dear God, strengthen his and Isaac's legs to be able to walk up Mount Moriah. Give them strength, God, and help mm-hmm. them find some real good wood, God, some good mm-hmm. wood that burns hot, Lord. And Lord, I just pray for a sharp knife, that the knife is just really, really sharp, and that when they get to the top of the mountain, to give Abraham the courage to drive the knife through Isaac's chest, and the courage to put a match, or obviously a fire, at the wood mm-hmm. so he could burn him up. Dear God,
mm-hmm.
that would be a true intercessor.
Right.
Mm.
Now, intercessor, and you can find out more by watching this, and it's going to be available for you on VFN TV, is going, what are you doing? We need to pray about this.
Mm.
this is the promise. This is the ministry that you always wanted.
Wow.
You know, I was like, well, why are you even talking about it if I'm the one, you know, that you always wanted? Don't you realize the influence that we have here? Don't you realize how many boards you're sitting on now? Mm-hmm. Don't you realize, you know, they start talking like that. I say, what are you even having any input here? You're just praying for what God is leading me. You're not leading this, are you?
Right.
Right.
And then finally they buy in, because if the man or woman of God's going to obey God, they're going to obey God, but it's against contention and words like, you know, other words. Anyway, so then they go up to the mountain and they're praying, dear God, prevent him. Well, this is obviously not of you, because this is the promise, and, you know, and they're praying against him. So now this man of God is having to fight the demonic dark currency of these dark prayers to be able to obey God.
Wow.
Because now he has people who are praying their will, because remember, Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. When he actually got into the ear of Jesus, he said, don't go to Jerusalem. He said, you almost tempted me not to do the Father's will. So you, if that person intercessor is speaking into Abraham's ear, he's going to tempt Abraham not to do, and you could have like not said nothing, but that person probably would have done it. And so even when he's on top of Mount Moriah, based on the way spiritual things work, is that Christians are giving authority to Satan and his demonic realm to come and attack that man or woman of God and bring doubt and disbelief and all these different things. And so you got to fight against the prayers of your intercessors versus being carried by the wind of the agreement with the voice of God of intercessors. Mm. And they would be basically praying against the killing of this ministry that gave them the influence that they desire, which brought them there in the first place. And places of prominence and, you know, all these different things. Mm-hmm. And so then when he doesn't kill the boy, but God provides a sacrifice that comes back down, they would go, phew, oh my goodness. Thank you, God. You heard our prayers.
Right.
You know, we saved this ministry. We saved this man of God. We saved this woman of God. Because he lost it. He got something. You know what I'm saying? That's how it would have been taken.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how it would have been taken. And now we need to do damage control, because we got to tell everybody, you know, there was just, you just had a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but we'll pray about it, which means, you know, network and begin to look at things. And this is a huge difference, because if we're going to do, you know, what God's called us to do as men and women of God, we need to find out who God's anointed, who is anointed in this generation to do what God wants done. And then we need to connect to that and be in agreement with what God is saying through them, and not interfere with what God's saying to them, but getting in agreement with it. So a true intercessor is praying like this when Abraham's going to the top of that mountain with Isaac. Dear God, I pray the knife is sharp. I pray the wood is hot. And I pray that Isaac has a submitted heart to his father. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right.
It's awesome, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And how many men and women of God who are called and they're anointed by God, they're the ones. By the way, even if you give it up, you're still going to be dealt with. Ask Ahab. You know, you're still going to be dealt with, because you got it. You can't give it up. I mean, you got to even talk about the angels who stepped out of their places of authority. You know, I mean, you can't just... It's not your, he didn't say, oh, if you don't mind, would you, Jonah, please swing over there to Nineveh? You know, you beat the stew out of him and get him to go over there. But in the context of that imagine now walking in bold authority, like a general, you know, and you're just, what you say, you do. And you can make, you're clear, you're clear, you can make decisions, you can make directional changes. You can hear from God, and you go to top of Mount Moriah, no question at all. You're not insecure about telling those around you, this is what we're going to do. And they run to you for cover, versus this, being ambivalent, wishy-washy, and everything you say, you go back and run it through the intercessors who have taken your authority, and you're just a front man or a front woman, and they tell you, based under them speaking over you, which way to go. When they have no authority, there's no authority in their hands. There's no authority. You're the one that God called to lead. You're the one that he's called to lead it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't, you need to go ahead and let them know and apologize and let an anointed leader take that. Because it's going to take leadership in this day. It's going to take men and women who knows they're called, that God's anointed them, that they're responsible, but God will back you up because he anointed you. He'll speak to you. It's like a father saying, you know, if you have intercessors and you run to them instead of intercessors who actually ask you how that they can be in agreement with what God said over you, and they're the wind behind you instead of the hurricane and turmoil around you, that it's like a father going to his children and saying, listen, I'm thinking about switching jobs, you know, and then he puts down his Tinker Toys and he looks at you and goes, does this mean I get more toys? I mean, what does this mean to me?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that he's not your son or she's not your daughter. It's the fact that you're the father. You're supposed to lead them. They're not supposed to lead you. You're not supposed to get a word from them every single time. A. Allen, God called him to begin to do a particular thing in his ministry, one of the generals of our past. And he went to a group of people to be able to run it by them. Psychologically, what he's wanting to do was them to actually tell him no when God told him yes.
Right.
And they did. And then he was walked away, and then God rebuked him for that. And said, what are you doing taking before man what I had clearly told you to do?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And so many, and that's why you see leaders that are just all wishy-washy. They call it being spiritual, but it's all wishy-washy. And that's one thing, you know, about, you know, Brother Ken, he never was wishy-washy.
Nope.
Very direct, you know, and it's just great because then you can have confidence in what's happening. And that's what we're supposed to be as leaders. We've got to be clear and direct and confident in the content and hang around those who know who they are in leadership. And so you can be in agreement with them. But it's going to be coming soon to VFN TV. You can watch it at VFNTV.com when it does. But it's called Intercessor or Intersuccessor.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.